thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
2 Corinthians 4:18 tells us, "The things that are unseen are eternal." We enjoy the blessings of change, but not the process of change. We're creatures of habit. We form our habits, and our habits form us. Then we start to see things exclusively from our own perspective. And when that happens, we stagnate. The truth is, without change, there is no growth. When you have the right attitude, every experience, positive and negative, becomes an opportunity for progress. Think about it. Trees need more than sunshine to produce fruit. Rainy seasons are productive seasons too, and they always precede the harvest. You don't have to like rain. You just have to understand its purpose and benefits. The Bible says that every day, the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. But to become like Jesus, you must follow wherever He leads. That means following Him through the wilderness of temptation, the pain of rejection, the forfeiting of your reputation, the surrendering of your will, as well as being ready to go to the place of crucifixion where you die to all forms of self-centered living. Following Jesus may mean being in a different location tomorrow than you are today. Once you grasp this principle, you'll stop fearing and resisting the changes taking place in your life and start seeing God at work in them. Paul says, "Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Now there's a great encouragement from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.